How can we communicate through art? How can we communicate without speaking each other's language? What is my form of expression, and how can I continue to make art? These questions come to mind when considering that art is the means in which the people from Ub-Ubo Exchange tell their stories. Art is what brings them together. Art is what allows dialogue to occur. It is what enables the members of Ub-Ubo Exchange to visit another country and learn about the world. Without art, this cultural exchange could not take place. Within the context of these cultural exchanges, art is seen as a visual language. Taj Vitalis is an archaeologist and a museum researcher and a long-term supporter of Ub-Ubo Exchange. He reflects on the idea of visual language.
Visual language, that's about how communities and societies express their worldview, their cosmology, their beliefs through material culture. We look at different designs, symbolisms, and their material culture, like pottery, or in their rock art, or in other forms for us to understand what are they, or how do they express their own identity or individuality.
Considering what is happening economically and politically throughout the world, Noki Gordulan Cruz says that art can be a powerful tool to communicate ideas.
Art is a language that could be used to tell people what is really happening, to show what is going on in the society. I believe art could be used for advocacies right now, for different causes. And I think it would, since the Filipinos are now preoccupied with what is happening politically, what is happening economically, I think art should be maximized to delve on that, to dig on that, to use the issues, and so that art is a really powerful tool.
That sounds universal, but Noki Gordulan Cruz still points out, however, that in the Philippines, there's this notion that art is for the intellectuals, art is for the privileged.
Arts has become a specialization for privileged academicians, if I may say that. What the common people here in the Philippines are experiencing are only the mainstream art, well, popular art. There should be something that has to be done to bridge the arts to the common people. Art should be for the people. Art should be for everyone. And because of the Filipino lifestyle, because of what is happening in the Philippines, because of us wanting just survive, there is no chance really to appreciate art more.
Scott James Towney tells me that he doesn't come from a family of artists. In fact, when he was growing up, playing sports was the norm, especially among boys in a small country town. Somehow, he started making art, even if no one else was. I asked Scott James Towney about what he thinks about art.
Well, it closes barriers. It's people express themselves. It's been around for thousands, but I want to show people tips and learn. So I wanted them to learn, them to have a piece of what satisfaction that I'm feeling when I'm doing it.
Looking at the cultural exchanges between the Philippines and Australia, perhaps we can say that yes, it is the role of artists to express themselves, to share ideas, and to look at the world through a critical and honest lens. But no, perhaps it is beyond their means to control how people respond to their art and to control the message.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.